People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply. People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
You have to make a choice. Either you're going to resort back to your old place and remain comfortable and miss the opportunity, or you're going to have to want it bad enough to get out of your comfort zone.
I don't care who's doing better than me, because I'm doing better than I was last year. It's me against me.
There are many people who have the limitations in their minds, who have lost that fire in their eyes.
Think about the things that you tell yourself, the lies you use to rationalize taking the easy road. You don't have time. You don't have support. You don't have the equipment or the gear. You're too busy, and you're too tired, or you're too sore, or you're just plain not feeling it. Lies, lies, lies.
There are some things that you're not going to get instantly. You have to wear them down by continual pressure over and over and over again. Consistently, consistently. You got to be consistent.
Consistency is having a goal, and when you wake up that day and you don't feel like it, you still do what you told yourself you was going
to
do.
There's no easy way to the top. If you want to win in this life, you got to do what you're supposed to and a little bit more, and you can't ever stop in the finish line. You know what you got to do to hit a golf ball like me? You got to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. You go down, you hit 1,000 golf balls. You hit so many golf balls that your hand starts bleeding. Then you run up to the clubhouse, you wash that blood off, and you go down, you hit another 1,000 golf balls. Yeah, you'd love to hit a golf ball like me if it was easy. Well, nothing good comes easy.
It's you. You're going to determine the outcome of your life. You're going to determine whether or not your life is exciting or whether or not it's boring.
Right then, right now, don't give in. Don't be like everybody else. Don't give up. Don't settle because things are hard.
You have to live your life with the expectation that great things are coming your way. You have to expect it.
You cannot let your impulses govern and rule your life.
So if you're at a place in your life and you ain't happy with it, you have to change some things. But you have to make a conscientious decision that you're going to change. And it's not dependent on anybody else. It don't matter what your mama think. It don't matter what your children think. It don't matter. They have nothing to do with it. This decision is yours and yours alone.
A lot of people never try anything differently because they have been convinced by people in their lives that they can't do it. They're living within the context of the opinions that other people have of them, the low expectations. Many people doubt themselves because when they thought about doing something at some critical point in their lives, somebody they respected and honored, someone they trusted said, "You can't do that." And they accepted that.
People want to find peace immediately. You're going to find peace from going to war with yourself.
Make a declaration to yourself. Declare all out war that you're going to get out of this rut.
People's opinion of you is none of your business, nor should you make it yours.
We are in control of our mind. We believe it's the other way around. No, we put in our minds what we should do. We have to reprogram it and tell us, no, we're good. This sucks, but it's okay.
You actually have a say-so in how your life goes. You have a determining voice into where your life can go.
There are moments that try the human soul so violently and so perplexing that if the truth were told, all of us have had moments that we wanted to throw up our hands and walk away.
You don't have as many opportunities in life to take that gamble and allow life to play you. You must play life.
Now, will it be turbulent? Yes. Will it be easy? No. Will you have some opposition? Yes. Will I make a lot of mistakes? Yes. Will I get hurt? Yes. But guess what? There's no gain without pain.
How do you stand the race, Les, when you lost your money, lost your car, had no place to stay, sleeping in people's houses, on their floor, on their couch? How do you handle the times when you're borrowing money and couldn't pay it back? You felt humiliated when people you love who didn't believe in you told you you ain't nothing. How do you keep on coming back again and again? Or you've lost your business, or lost your job, or lost your home, and you've been completely devastated. How do you come back?
People put out goals, dreams, and aspirations and what they want to accomplish, but you very rarely hear people say what they're willing to sacrifice in order to make it happen. They'll tell you the goal, the dream, the aspiration. They'll tell you they want to be elite. They'll tell you they want to be great, but they're not going to say, "I'm going to stop going out on Friday night."
Most people are not living their dreams because of fear, ladies and gentlemen. Fear is the most subtle and destructive of all human diseases. Fear kills dreams. Fear kills hope. Fear put people in the hospital. Fear can age you. Fear, ladies and gentlemen, can hold you back from doing something that you know within yourself that you're capable of doing, but it will paralyze you. And I ask you a question, what is the benefit? What's the benefit of allowing fear to hold you back? What's the benefit of giving up on yourself, of not stepping out on life and taking life on? What is the benefit for you? What's the plus in that? You got to ask yourself, how long am I going to allow this to hold me back?
It's not what they say about you that matters. It is what you say about you that threatens your destiny. You will never be defeated by what they say about you. You will be defeated by what you say about you.
What would your life be like if you decided not to care what people thought of you? What would your life be like if you decided to give up some of your fears? What would your life be like if you decided to become courageous?
If you do the work consistently, if you invest in yourself consistently, 1 + 1 is always going to equal 2. 2 + 2 is going to equal 4. And 10 years of motherfucking work is going to pay off. You can do this.
You've got to remind yourself, I knew I got what it takes to do this. And it's necessary that you go at it with everything in you, pulling deep down within, challenging yourself.
I'm better than I was when I went down. It was good for me that I've been afflicted. I'm better for it. I didn't like it, but I'm better for it. I couldn't see down there, but I'm better for it. See, I was planted in a dark place, but I'm better for it. Every time you go through something dark and you can't see your way out, remember you've been planted, not been buried. I'm not buried in this mess. I'm planted in it. I'm planted in it. And if I'm planted in it, expect me to come back up again.
Imagine you're on your deathbed, and standing around your deathbed are the ghosts representing your unfulfilled potential, the ghost of the ideas you never acted on, and they're standing around your bed, angry, disappointed, and upset. They say, "We came to you because you could have brought us to life," they say, "and now we have to go to the grave together." So I ask you today, how many ghosts are going to be around your bed when your time comes?
In the midst of adversity, when the storm clouds gather and the winds of challenge howl, it's easy to feel overwhelmed, to question our strength and resilience. But it's precisely in these moments of struggle that our true character emerges. It's when we're pushed to our limits that we discover the depths of our courage, our resilience, and our capacity for growth. Hard times may bend us, but they do not break us.
True champions are forged in the fire of adversity. When the weights feel heavy, when the road seems endless, when doubts start creeping in, that's when the grind truly begins.
There will be storms. There will be darkness. You will be alone. You will feel defeated. You will feel like this is the end. But those are the times when you need to grind. Grind when nobody is watching.
There will be challenges along the way. There will be moments of doubt. Moments when it feels like the world is conspiring against you.
Each day is a blank canvas, waiting for us to paint our dreams upon it. It's up to us to seize the day, to embrace the possibilities that lie before us, and to create the life we envision for ourselves. Yes, there will be setbacks. Yes, there will be heartache. But remember this, every setback is a setup for a comeback.
Some of the greatest moments in history, the most significant achievements, have come from individuals who dared to venture into the unknown. Who were brave enough to embrace the discomfort of uncertainty. Getting out of your comfort zone isn't just about trying new things. It's about expanding your horizons, pushing your limits, and discovering the full extent of your potential. It's about challenging yourself, both mentally and physically.
There's been many, 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 many days where I didn't want to work out. I just didn't feel like I had the energy, and I just forced myself. And I think there's very few people out there that know how to force themselves.
My whole life, I've seen people from every different strata. And in all of those different groups, there were some people that were successful and got the job done, and some people that were unsuccessful and couldn't get it done.
It is a daily principle of life, like what you must get done.
It's about choice. The people that are successful decide they are going to be successful. They make that choice.
The reason you don't have the skills is because you didn't put in the 20 years. You didn't make the day-to-day decisions. You didn't do the things that needed to be done when you didn't feel like doing them. You didn't practice when you needed to practice. Instead, you chose the easier routes. And that's the difference. That's the difference between people who do things and people who talk about doing things.
I stopped saying I've got to wait for good things to happen to me, and I said I'm going to grind. I'm going to fight. I'm going to work. I'm going to press forward. I'm going to learn. I'm going to do everything in my power. Every single day, I'm going to do everything in my power to become a victor and not a victim.
There's no longer any room for excuses. Excuses are tools of the incompetent, used to build bridges to nowhere and monuments of nothingness. Well, we've got no time for excuses. Nobody is going to give you anything that you have not earned. Nobody cares how tough your upbringing was. Nobody cares if you suffered some discrimination. And moreover, you have to remember that whatever you've gone through, it pales in comparison to the hardships previous generations endured, and they overcame them, and if they overcame them, you can overcome them too.
there's got to be those days you push through. And they're probably going to be more numerous than the days you don't. And so the benefit of discipline in my eyes has always been that through discipline, I get things done.
There is no passion to be found playing small and settling for a life that's less than the one you're capable of living.
Person's character is not judged when they ride the wave of success, when everyone chants their name and you want to be their friend. No, your character is put to the test when your back is against the wall.
Hey, it's Sean Nelson, founder and CEO of Lovesac and host of the Let Me Save You 25 Years podcast. Curious how successful people really made it? Tune in to hear from guests like Travis Mills, a true American hero, and Nate Checkitz, co-founder of Roan. We dive deep into their stories and lessons that shape them so you can skip the trial and error and get straight to the good stuff. You can find me wherever you get your podcasts. That's Let Me Save You 25 Years with Sean Nelson. Listen now.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply. People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
When things go wrong, they always seem to happen at once, and they just compound on top of each other. And it's pretty easy sometimes to feel beaten.
But if you can get through to doing things that you hate to do, on the other side is greatness.
I just wanted to show the world that if mental health could bring somebody as big as me and as strong as me and to my knees, then it could bring anybody to their knees. And I thought to myself, if I can show the world that you can come back from it and to get back in shape and get back to the top, then anybody can do it.
The most important thing is just to increase those goals dramatically. I've found that most people fail in life, not because they aim too high and miss. Most people fail in life because they aim too low and hit.
The first step is the hardest one. It doesn't matter how big that step is, or more important, how small that step is. Too often we fall into the trap of thinking we need to have everything figured out before we act. You don't have to have a roadmap before you set out. You don't even have to know what direction you're traveling. You just have to be willing to move and leave the past behind.
What happens when you start to feel like a grind and things get grueling and they get gritty and they get tough and it gets harder to move through the process every single day? Most people fucking quit.
But I tell you, there are some times in life where you fall down and you feel like you don't have the strength to get back up. And fear comes in. is that fear paralyzes you. And I just want to ask you today, do you think you have hope?
Discouragement can creep in secretly and tell you life is not worth living. If you listen at discouragement, you will wonder if you're ever going to get out of what you're into. There are moments that try the human soul so violently and so perplexing that if the truth were told, all of us have had moments that we wanted to throw up our hands and walk away.
You see, I will try 100 times to get up, and if I fail 100 times, if I fail and I give up, do you think that I'm ever going to get up? No. But if I fail, I try again and again and again. For as long as I try, there's always that chance of getting up. And it's not the end until you've given up.
It was hard, ladies and gentlemen. It was very difficult to pick myself up each day believing that I could do it. There were times that I doubted myself.
At some point, everything's going to go south on you. Everything's going to go south, and you're going to say, this is it. This is how I end. Now, you can either accept that, or you can get to work. You just begin. You do the math. You solve one problem, then you solve the next one.
That's what life is about. Stretching and challenging. Looking for ways that you can begin to improve yourself. Nobody believes in you. You've lost again and again and again. The lights are cut off, but you're still looking at your dream, reviewing it every day, and say to yourself, it's not over until I win.
I let my disappointments destroy my faith. The invisible prison of disappointment keeps you from trying. Keeps you from giving, keeps you from risking. So if you've been disappointed lately, this is what I want to tell you. That can either be a prison or a portal. A portal leads to something greater. A prison keeps you where you are. This is your decision to make, to come out of what you thought God was going to do, what you thought life was going to do, what you thought you were going to be. And that's the prison that keeps you from seeing how far you've actually come.
Life doesn't happen to you. We all think that life happens to me. Life happens for you. It happens for you. Opportunities will come to you every day. It's either for you, you can remain scared of the opportunities, or you can embrace them and take them. But I finally realized that if you give up on your dreams, if you give up on your dreams, what do you have left? Nothing. I can't live that way.
The reason you're here is because there's something in you that says, I can do more. This just can't be it. There's something in you. There's a calling on your life. There's something in you that tells you this is not it for you. You have not peaked here. There's more in you that you are expressing. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard. If you challenge yourself, if you persist and persevere,
fight weak emotions with the power of logic. Fight the weakness of logic with the power of emotion. And in the balance of those two, you will find the strength to say to yourself, I don't stop.
Any goal that you want to achieve that's worthwhile in your life require all in effort. For you to get where you're going, you should be consumed with that path.
It is the process of the grind that shapes you and forms you. It's not the game. You think you become a champion on the field? You don't. You become a champion when ain't nobody watching you. You're doing your own drills and your own way. You're doing what coach tell you to do, and you're doing your own stuff. You become a champion in the dark when ain't nobody looking. You don't become no champion when you put no doggone helmet on. You become a champion the way you eat. You become a champion the way you think. You become a champion in your grind. When nobody knows what you're doing, when you put in those extra reps.
Most of us fail in life because we're afraid of what everyone around you is thinking. That's 100% truth. So we live by the narrative of other people.
I will fail my way to success. Part of the reason why we have to continue to work on ourselves and surround ourselves with quality people is because you're going to have a lot of failures. Somebody said that life is like an onion. You have to peel it one layer at a time. And sometimes you cry. Life's going to happen to you when you have a dream. You're going to get slapped around. And don't take it personal. Don't ask, why did this have to happen to me? It's called life. Suck it up and move on. Get over it.
At some point, everything's going to go south on you. Everything's going to go south, and you're going to say, this is it. This is how I am.
When you feel like giving up, don't. When you're thinking about giving up, don't. When it look like you ain't gonna make it, keep going. When they tell you you can't, who are they? When they tell you you're not gonna make it, don't believe them, man. Don't believe them. You've got to be relentless.
Most people go so far in life and then they pause. They stop dead in their tracks. Why? Because they take some hits. When you have a goal and dream, you will have tribulations. Things are going to happen to you. Life will knock you between the eyes. It will catch you on the blind side. Come out of nowhere. Stuff you can't anticipate. That will knock the wind out of you. You want to give up?
Think of that, guys. You guys are sitting, doing everything right. You're giving your all. Come on. Come on. Your all is a lot more than you know. You got more inside of you to give. Stop selling yourself so short.
Where does the switch come from? The overdrive. It is the thing that allows you to go the extra distance. To dig a little deeper. To push a little harder. It takes both emotion and logic to reach your maximum potential, to really give everything you have, to go beyond your limits. Because emotion and logic will both reach their limitations. And when one fails, you need to rely on the other. When it just doesn't make any logical sense to go on, that's when you use your emotion, your anger, your frustration, your fear to push further, to push you to say one thing: I don't stop.
I want you to think about how much you're actually putting in. How much are you actually putting in? Are you putting in enough to get by and then pretend like you're going to win? Or are you really putting in your best effort? Are you really putting in your best intentions? Are you really doing the work to be better? Are you doing the cardio? Are you eating the proper foods? Are you putting the proper things into your brain? Or are you just telling yourself that you're going to win someday?
When your feelings are screaming that you have had enough, when you think you are going to break emotionally, override that emotion with concrete logic and willpower that says one thing: I don't stop.
You don't stop when you're tired. You stop when you're done. You stop when you complete it, when you execute it. Greatness is in you. But the problem is, somebody's got to push you. The problem is, somebody's got to give you a reward. Somebody's got a project. The problem is, you're not self-motivated. You have to stay in beast mode.
What do you do when somebody's not there watching you? What do you do when you have to either do what it is you know you're supposed to do, or you get to take the play off because no one's going to know the difference? Because it's really f***ing easy for anybody to come to work on the days they feel like killing it and killing it. But what happens on the days that you don't feel like killing it? What happens on the days that you don't feel like getting out of bed? Because those are the f***ing days that are going to define where you end up in your life.
Most of the time, we don't have someone there to keep us in line, to make us do push-ups and give us a good swift kick in the ass when we slack off. What we have to do is we have to be our own sergeant to hold the highest standards and allow no slack.
Most of you, what happens is when everything is favorable, you're a beast. But when the conditions ain't right, you get smacked in the face. You gotta grow up.
And you don't get here by quitting when you're tired. You get here by quitting when you finish, when you're done.
Your problem is you start something, you stop it. You start something, you stop it. You feel good, you do it. You don't feel good, you quit. People who do stuff consistently and on time, they surpass people who talented and gifted.
And the problem with some of y'all is you want somebody else to support your dream. It's yours. I don't owe you a dime. It's your dream. If you wanted to have it, get your butt up and make it happen. If you wanted to have it, rise and grind. Yup, it's tough, it's hard. I'm not telling you it's going to be easy, but I can tell you this. It will be worth the sacrifice if you can grind your way through it.
You become a machine. You don't think about whether you're going to write in your journal or not. You do it because you already made that commitment. Every single day, no matter what, you commit once to the thing that you're going to do, and then you do it every single day. That everyday method is one of the most powerful methods for reconstructing your entire life. Picking something, one thing, it doesn't matter. I can't emphasize this enough how important it is for you to commit to small things on a daily basis, because that is what transforms you. It's those tiny little actions. It's not the grand visions. It's the tiny actions that move towards a worthy ideal.
I know that it can be very, very frustrating to try and become disciplined. And I apologize that I haven't talked about the fact of what to do if you come from an undisciplined family or you have undisciplined parents. And that is because you don't get discipline from your parents. You don't get discipline from your parents, from your grandparents, from your older brothers and sisters. You don't get discipline from an external source. You have to get it from you. Holding the line. Maintaining the standard. Giving no slack, none. That's the discipline. That's the discipline, and it is hard.
And what happens is we actually talk ourselves out of the things that we truly want in life because we're so overly concerned with what people might say. Not with what they actually say, with what they might say, that we convince ourselves that we have all this fucking hate. And you don't. People aren't talking about you. And if they are, it's because you're doing something great. That's the fucking truth. And if you're doing something great, you really don't care if people are talking about you.
Person's character is not judged when they ride the wave of success, when everyone chants their name and you want to be their friend. No, your character is put to the test when your back is against the wall.
The sun doesn't shine every day. The storms will come. There are times when the nights will be long and dark and you will be alone. There will be times when the darkness seems to consume everything. But don't let it consume you. Even in the darkest times, even in the strongest storms, even when the sun is blotted out and the world is falling apart, the darkness cannot extinguish your light.
You have the power here to do more than you can ever begin to imagine, to control your destiny, to make a difference in our children, to make a difference on the planet, to make an impact.
You have to know that this thing is going to work. Come hell or high water, whatever it is that I set out to do, it may not happen in 6 months, it may not happen in a year, but at some point, my dream is going to become a reality.
You take 1 second when your mind and your body are saying, we're done, we need to quit. You gotta remind yourself, hang on a second, I will become a hell of a lot more than this. And I have the strength to persevere, to move on, to not settle for what's in front of me. You have to remind yourself of how badass you really are.
The boredom of normalcy and the numbness of mediocrity stiffens your passions. What that meant was, I was so sick of myself. I was so bored in my life, man. I was so tired of being mediocre. I was just tired of it, and it was all my fault. I was mediocre because I wasn't doing the things to be exceptional. You ever say to yourself, man, there's got to be more to my life than this? If you've ever said that, that's because it is. And you got to get after that, man. You got to go and get at that. If you don't do it, life becomes real normal and real mediocre to you. Now, there's nothing wrong with being normal, but if normal is getting on your nerves, then you got to change something.
Wisdom will come to you in the unlikeliest of sources. A lot of times through failure. When you hit rock bottom, remember this. While you're struggling, rock bottom can also be a great foundation on which to build and on which to grow. I'm not worried that you'll be successful. I'm worried that you won't fail from time to time.
Being scared to fail won't do anything.
In fact,
when you love success and you start going for it, guess what happens? You're gonna fail. You're gonna fail 10 times, 100 times, maybe even 1,000 times. But that's okay. Failure isn't permanent. Falling isn't permanent. You get right back up and keep going. And this time, you're gonna be stronger, wiser, and you'll be more driven than ever. And for every 10 failures, you'll land one success. You have to love success so much that you're willing to fail 10 times before you can succeed once. That's how a winner does it.
If you're going to be successful in this game, you got to have a dog within you. You got to know it's a dog fight, and you got to go get that fight. Life ain't going to be easy. Ain't nobody going to hand you nothing. I need you to take control over every single area, and we're going to do it one day at a time, and you're going to get control, and then someday going to be your day.
You know, the war that you have to really fight is the war against yourself. You have to fight the war against yourself. Now, it's not easy to look in the mirror and to change your own life. It's hard as hell. You have to take responsibility. You have to learn new things. You have to feel uncomfortable. Good, because discomfort is how we grow. That's how we become strong. If you run away from discomfort and resistance your whole life, you will always be weak.
Everybody want to be a beast until it's time to do what beasts do. Everybody want to be a beast. Everybody got a lot. Tattoos of lions. But when it's time to practice, you ain't on beast mode.
Sometimes life will take you to your knees. Sometimes you have to cry.
Sometimes it will hurt deep inside. In time of adversity, you don't have an obstacle to deal with. You have a choice to make.
You always want to blame other people. You want to hold other people to the fire, but you're not holding yourself to the fire. You need to look at yourself in the mirror and say, why are you only giving 50%? What's wrong with you?
And you need to get rid of them excuses. You need to stop pointing fingers at people. And you need to start pointing fingers at yourself. What did you not do?
And you keep saying you're not there because of something else, because it's easier to blame somebody else. All you gotta do is look in the mirror. All you gotta do is deal with yourself, and then we're gonna get to a whole other level.
Your mind and your character are no different than your body and your muscles. If you want to grow as a person, you really have to make friends with pain. Embrace the discomfort, enjoy the struggle. You have two paths in front of you right now. One of them is going to be the harder one today. It's going to be downright painful. You will have to force your brain to think in new ways. You might lose some friends, but as you pull yourself away from that anger and that hate, eventually you will start to feel empowered. You will realize that you have the greatest power of all, the power to change your own life. You will be stronger than you've ever known. The other path is easier. Much easier. You don't have to change anything. Everything in your life that you aren't happy about can be someone else's fault. But the end of that road is brittle. You will end up broken, searching for ways to numb your pain and your misery.
Let's say you want something really bad, and you keep trying, and you keep trying, and you keep trying, and on the 10th try, you don't get it still. And then you say, okay, it must be a sign that I need to stop doing what I need to do. But what if you didn't know that on your 11th try, you would have made it?
You will fail in your comfort zone. Success is not a comfortable procedure. It is a very uncomfortable thing to attempt. So you got to get comfortable being uncomfortable if you ever want to be successful. Start putting some pressure on. Put some pressure on yourself.
You got to come out your comfort zone, because your comfort zone is the deadliest place you will ever be.
If you're going to do a job, do it right. I've always been told how average I can be. Always been criticized about being average. But I want to tell you something. I stand here before you, before all of these people, not listening to those words, but telling myself every single day to shoot for the stars, to be the best that I can be. Good enough isn't good enough if it can be better. And better isn't good enough if it can be best.
What you do at night matters. What you do in the morning matters. What you do on Sunday matters. The success clock doesn't give a fuck what day it is. It's gonna run no matter what.
We get what we're looking for. We filter out everything else in our life. You're gonna get what you're looking for even if it doesn't even exist. Even if it's not even there. If you're looking for negatives, if you're looking for setbacks, if you're looking to be looked over, you will find it even though it's not supposed to be there. But if you're looking for victory, for winning, for recruits, for people to change your life, for magic moments, you will find them if you're looking for them. I promise you that's true in life.
I know that it can be very, very frustrating to try and become disciplined. You don't get discipline from your parents, from your grandparents, from your older brothers and sisters. You don't get discipline from an external source. You have to get it from you. Holding the line, maintaining the standard, giving no slack, none. That's the discipline. That's the discipline, and it is hard. And if there's one thing I would say that does make it easier, it's to envision what it feels like when you're done. When they're done, they feel good. Contrary to that, envision what you will feel like later when you let the discipline slack. You know the feeling. Feeling weak and defeated, and you know that you're falling behind.
People want to know where I find my strength at, where I get my strength. I get it from a lot of places, but right now, this morning, I'm getting it from... There's not a car, there's not a person. Everybody's in their bed, sleep, dreading that it's a Monday. Hate it's a Monday. And I'm loving it. I'm loving that. Where everybody's getting weaker, I'm getting stronger. It's not about the running, the swimming, the push-ups, the sit-ups. It's about what those things do for your mentality. You don't get better on the daggone couch. You get better by coming out here and getting the fuck after it every daggone day.
Ask yourself which one you want to feel in 10 minutes. When the thing is done, when the discipline has been implemented, remember what that feels like, and then remember that those minutes and those hours, they turn into weeks and months and years, and holding the line in those critical minutes will put you in an infinitely better place, physically and mentally, if you maintain the discipline.
time to stay focused. It's time to decide clubs, partying, trying to fit in.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply. People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.